I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Pakistan intensifies deportation efforts amid clashes with Afghanistan, arguing that all Afghan refugees are a threat to national security. Unknown Nation's Greg Kelly tells us,
there's an undertow of frustration and discrimination, if you will, against the Afghan people.
Military tensions escalated last week as both nations closed their borders. Diplomatic fallout hits refugees the hardest, with roughly a third of all Afghan refugees living in Pakistan. Some 1 million people, and they're being forced back into Afghanistan. But hope follows on the heels of hardship.
We just trained about 200 Afghans that were forcibly sent back into Afghanistan because Pakistan said, hey, we're done receiving this many refugees. And that created an opportunity for the gospel.
Consider partnering with Unknown Nations to send audio Bibles into these Muslim nations. We'll connect you at our website. And the headlines we see daily are anything but festive. Yet Denise Godwin of International Media Ministries notes that Jesus was also born amid chaos.
What Herod did in Bethlehem was a persecution, was a terrible thing. If we saw that in the headlines today, we'd be horrified and freaked out.
Still, Advent calls us to rejoice as persecution, war, and disaster fill our news. The persecuted church keeps clinging to the gospel, and our response is to stand with them in prayer.
What a beautiful thing if we can pause in the chaos of headlines, the chaos of Christmas plans and travels, and say, God is at work and he is multiplying the people who are going to join the great chorus in heaven one day.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.